Production. Recorded live.
Grace, mercy, and peace. Good evening to you once again. We'd like to welcome you all to the School of Wisdom. And tonight we're talking about the wisdom of trials and testing. The wisdom of trials and testing. You know, God has a perfect way and an absolute pathway on how to fashion us and bring us into his perfection. And he uses everything in our life to cause these things to happen, to shape us up, to mold us, and bring us into the express image of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. And there you can learn more about me and my wife and the work and vision that God has given us in fulfilling the assignment of bringing the body into one. You can also find a link there where you can donate and sow into the ministry. We're going to return shortly to go into our lesson today after we hear All I Need Is You from Hillsong.
Left my fear inside the world, here's to let go. Fall to my knees, left my hand. Can I ever even hear again?
Father's love for me.
All my heart, he is a
blessing. All I need is you.
Rest in the sun, watching all.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once again, we'd like to welcome you to our Wednesday School of Wisdom, held here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. Today, we are talking about the wisdom in trials and testing. You know, God has a very distinctive plan and purpose in everything that you may face inside of your life, and every time a new circumstance may be added, Romans 8:28 lets us to know that it still works for our good to those that love God and call according to his purpose. Our foundational scripture today will be out of 1 Peter 5:10. Let us pray before we begin to read the word. Father God, in your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you today once again, God. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to pour out your wisdom, your understanding in our hearts and minds today. For your word says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And this is how we begin to mature and grow graciously in you, Christ, that we may know the will of the Father and complete the assignment. So we pray, God, that our hearts and minds be filled with your joy and peace and your love. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We find here in 1 Peter 5:10, Peter is encouraging the church and giving them understanding about their sufferings. I'm going to read out of God's Word translation, and the Word says, God, who shows you his kindness and who has called you through Christ Jesus to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. The Word lets us to know very clearly that there is a point in time in our walk with God that we come into a place of suffering. Matter of fact, there's points of time. For every rest period you have walking with God, joyous times, things going well, you know, things wonderful, there comes times of trial and testing, hard criticism. Every time God goes to mature us, we come into another place of him testing what is already inside of us. We began to understand what we need to work on only by us being tested and trials coming into our life. So we find here him encouraging them about their trials. Matter of fact, if we go back one verse and you go to 1 Peter 5:9, it's continuing on from verse 8 in speaking on the devil. And it says, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Hallelujah. There are sufferings that we all face each and every day as we walk with the Spirit of the Lord. You know, the Bible lets us know that Christ faced all of the temptations and all of the trials that we face. And out of them all, God delivered him out of each and every one. But by walking through each part, the Bible says he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So through the process of the things that we suffer, as we endure and we call on the Lord and we cry out to the Lord, God gives us endurance, he gives us strength, he gives us wisdom, and he sows more knowledge into us. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Word lets us to know in James 1:22, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. It's so awesome. Apostle James is letting them know, when you get many kinds of trials, you know, you just ought to take it with pure joy, because that means it's going to bring a balance in your life. Hallelujah. Wherever you're tested at, hallelujah, that means that you're going to get mature in that very area. If you're tested on your faith, hallelujah. If you're tested on your trust, hallelujah, glory be to God. If you're tested on your love, if you're tested on the wisdom of God, anything that you're ever tested on, that becomes the focus of what God is trying to mature you in. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So even what we face, hallelujah, it's not an uncommon thing, but it's something that the Bible lets us to know that's part of the process that we face and deal with every single day. and it actually becomes a joyous place, though it doesn't feel like that initially when it comes upon us, because it seems like it comes like a surprise. We don't expect it to come. Hallelujah. We don't expect it to come from our neighbor or our mother or our father or our cousin or our friend. Hallelujah. Or someone that is in the church. We don't expect it to come. We don't plan for it to come. But when it comes and we endure by the word of God, it produces a better you and I. Hallelujah. It makes us better than we were yesterday, last week, and last year. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Luke 22 and 28, it says, "But you are those who have continued with me in my trial." Jesus is telling them, you are the ones that continue when many left. He is speaking about all the disciples. They want to follow Christ. They want to be like him. They want to continue with him. But only the 12 stayed with Christ through the process that he walked through the whole situation of him going to the cross and getting beat, coming to the cross, getting his back split open, his side pierced, thorns on top of his head, punched and kicked and spat on. Hallelujah. He had those that way before he even got to that place, it didn't even get that hard. The trials wasn't even that tough yet. They had already abandoned him. Hallelujah. You know, some people leave from around you where a little bit of trouble come because they misinterpret where they may have heard a message where God said somebody got a lot of troubles in their life. It must be something wrong with them, so you need to get away from them. So, you know, ministers that say that and preach that, those that don't have a balance, they start making that the measuring stick, hallelujah, for every person they come around, and they say, well, if they got a lot of problems going on, something must be wrong. Yes, something is wrong, meaning that God is trying to move them from immaturity to maturity in whatever area they keep facing that same troubling. Hallelujah, glory be to God. In Acts 20 and 19, it says, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and with trials, which happened to me by the plots of the Jews. Hallelujah. You hear them speaking in the books of Acts, even they're talking about the things that happened to them in many trials, in much humility in the Lord, and with many tears. Sometimes you're going to cry through this process. You're not going to understand some things. The whole world going to feel like it's sitting on your shoulder, and you cannot bear it. But as you listen to the Holy Spirit and you endure through the word of God, you're going to come out much stronger with a better strength, a better hope, and a better faith. Glory be to God. You see, Jesus had to go through the process that he went through. Jesus of Nazareth had to face the things that he faced. Otherwise, we would not know that it could be done. Hallelujah. He is the prime example. The Bible says the first of many brethren. Hallelujah. We are the following up of the pattern that Jesus Christ set, that he instilled in 12 men, and 11 succeeded. Hallelujah. And continued on to 70. Glory be to God. So God has given us a process, hallelujah, to fashion us and to mold us into his perfect image. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 1 Thessalonians 3 and 3, it says that none of you might be unnerved by your present trials, for you yourselves know that you are our appointed lot. Hallelujah. We are appointed to trials. We are not supposed to be unnerved with what we're presented with. When we're persecuted, hallelujah, for righteousness' sake, hallelujah, this is all a part of our trials and tribulations that we face in the walk in this life that we deal with. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In 2 Thessalonians 1 and 4, it says, so that we ourselves do glory in you in the assemblies of God, for your endurance and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you bear. It's a great honor to endure tribulations and trials and persecutions, hallelujah, for the sake of the faith and for the sake of Christ. God honors us, and he causes men and women in the earth realm to honor us also. Hallelujah. See, that trial and that test that you're taking, it may not even necessarily be yours. You are being tried and tested and groomed and fashioned just like our Lord and Savior, that you may bring salvation and deliverance to someone else's life. So it's very important that you make it through the process. Hallelujah. Every time you're addressed with failure, it's important that you continue to succeed. Hallelujah. Because you're not just succeeding for yourself, you're succeeding for someone else. Hallelujah. James 1 and 12 says, "Blessed is he who patiently endures trials, for when he has stood the test, he will gain the victor's crown, even the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." There is a reward, hallelujah, for your endurance. When you stand the test, I know you've been tested in your life if you've lived and walked with the Lord in any amount of time and have endured anything. You've seen on the other side of the trial or test that you faced, the tribulation that you came through, there was a reward, hallelujah, even if it wasn't no more that you was illuminated in your understanding of something you may have read or asked the Lord about. It's so awesome that Paul said he wanted to know Christ in his sufferings and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. That being the power of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit was the power that raised Jesus up from the dead. But we don't really get to know him until we go through trials and tests and we begin to call, believe, and trust in him delivering us. Glory be to God. Jesus said he had to go to leave us the Comforter. He left us the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us to all truth. But let me let you know also, the Holy Spirit is a fashioner. He knows what you need fashioned in. See, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. Excuse me. So a lot of times, the things we be calling the devil and you know, we blame the devil, God is actually, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has led you into that so you can sharpen your tools. Hallelujah. So you can know what power that you have. So you can know the power level that you have. So you can know the grace measure that God has released in your life. Hallelujah. No matter what your calling is, if you don't know the grace measure, then you cannot succeed or be successful. So you got to know what your measure is if you're a prophet. Hallelujah. You got to know how deep and how wide, hallelujah, you're able to see and understand the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. And every time you move into one level and one dimension in the arena of wherever you're called at, God doesn't just leave you there and say, let's just stay settled. He calls you into another place. The word says the deep calls unto the deep. Hallelujah. So God starts to build a deeper you. He goes deeper inside of you. Hallelujah. He causes those many rivers to begin to flow inside of you until you feel like it's an ocean busting out of you because you have so much of God and his divine nature inside of your life. But this only comes when you're tried and tested on what you believe. See, the trials and temptations and the tests that you get, they always deal with what you believe. People that attempted to fornicate, they're dealing to fall short in what they believe as far as their moral standard. Hallelujah. When people are tempted to lie and steal, they're dealing with the moral standard and the integrity and character of being a true Christian believer. So your trials and tests and tribulations, they always come to test, hallelujah, what you believe in. Hallelujah. So every time you pass one, it strengthens your faith. Every time you apply the word, it causes you to be addressed with what you just said you believe. You have to be tested on it to be sure that you believe it. God tests, the word says he tests his very angels. Hallelujah. You will be tested. So the rest of your life from now on, don't expect and ask God, Lord, why is this happening to me? What is going on? Hallelujah. What's going on is you're in line for promotion. You know, I tell people all the time, and I know we deal with certain understandings as far as spiritual warfare, because that's a reality to our war. But sometimes in some circles, people drive that so far that it's a place of fear, that we deal so much with an opposing force that we can't even begin to be the force that God has made us in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When he set Adam and Eve in the garden, he only told him not to eat from the tree, but he never warned them about Satan and said Satan was a threat. Through the whole process that God created and made all creation, you never heard him mention Satan nowhere. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. When you see Jesus coming forth, you never see Jesus being threatened by any demonic power. We know he prayed a lot, so we know prayer is definitely front line. His intercession, he cried with much prayer. And a lot of people take that position as a position of you being defeated, and that's because you got a carnal mentality. Because while Jesus was crying in his physical self on his knees, hallelujah, tears was flowing. The Bible says he prayed so hard, his blood started to tinge and look almost like blood. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But in the spirit world, he was riding, hallelujah, and showing forth the mighty power and authority that he had. When he died on the cross in the natural, it was ugly. He looked defeated, but the Bible lets us to know how he went down to hell. He defeated Satan, snatched the keys, hallelujah, and set the captives free. God allows you to suffer in your natural self, hallelujah, that the spirit man in inside of you may become bigger and stronger, that you may snatch the keys from Satan's kingdom over regions and areas, hallelujah, and set the captives free. Glory be to God. Our assignment is to bring the ministry of reconciliation, and reconciliation deals with snatching the keys from Satan and setting the captives free. Glory be to God. So we're going to go through trials and tests and tribulations. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 1:1-6, it says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been put to grief in various trials. God will put you to grief. Let's go through the Bible. It said what? He said God's going to put you to grief. God will put you to grief. How do I know? We go over to Job and we find Satan pleading his case concerning Job to God. Hallelujah. After God offered Job unto Satan. He asked Satan, where was he at? He said, I was running to and fro all throughout the earth. He said, have you considered my servant Job, a man of integrity? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then Satan had permission, hallelujah, to touch his body, everything he had, but he couldn't take his life. Hallelujah. You may feel like God, glory be to God. You may feel like that God has given Satan permission to touch everything in your life. You feel like you want to die. You want to quit. Man, it's so hard. You got other fellow Christian believers. They riding the cars. They got the houses. They got the money in the bank. They got the good businesses. They got all the things that you perceive to have. And it feel like it's even a worse oppressor. You feel like you're in a greater shame. But God has allowed this various trial and temptations to come your way, that you may become a better you. Hallelujah. You may become into the full express image of the Son of God, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He has determined a set of trials, testings, and tribulations that are specifically cut out for you. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 4:34, it says, or has God tried to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh, your God, did for you in Egypt before your eyes? God has a process, hallelujah, to bring us into what he has let us take a look at momentarily, to take a glimpse. Hallelujah. Everyone on this phone has got what is dubbed as Sophia wisdom, whereas God shows you the big picture. Hallelujah. We see the big picture. We know eternal life is what's promised. We believe you know, in the heaven of heavens, if you want to say, where God sits on his throne, that we believe in eternal life. Hallelujah. We believe in the glorious city that Revelation speaks on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But see, we haven't seen clearly the process in between. The process in between causes us to greatly go through trials and tests. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is mighty. He's awesome, but he is the wisest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is the wisest. There is none wiser than him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he knows how to bring not just perfection or any perfection in your life, the right perfection. He knows how to make you exactly what you need to be for what he has called and birthed you to do in this planet. And I'm talking about specifically. I'm not talking about called and birthed you in this planet, and you know, we all bring souls. And I'm talking about distinctively the way that God causes the anointing to work in and on your life. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord has fashioned our life with a clear purpose. And that purpose through every trial and every test is to make us better. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 4:13, it says, "But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. We are being made day by day, process by process, partners, hallelujah, in the glory that shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just think about the Lord cracking the sky, hallelujah, and you're coming back with him, and you say, man, we ride with our big brother Jesus. In case you didn't know, he our big brother, because the Bible says as many as receive God, he gives power to become sons. He the first son, and he's the only begotten son, but we're the adopted son. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So our big brother is the one that saved us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad to have a big brother like Jesus. Hallelujah. A father, a brother, hallelujah, and a friend. Blessed be the mighty name of the Lord. He has suffered for us, and he set example of the process that we must walk through. Romans 8:18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We got to understand there's glory being brought forth. God's glory is being brought forth in and out of our life. Hallelujah. It's such a glorious place to be in the process of suffering as Christ suffered. And no, it doesn't feel good. And when it initially started happening, you don't understand. But as you continue to walk and grow in the Lord, and you start to be able to get the scales on your eyes pulled back, you start to appreciate. You could be like Paul, and you start to appreciate your trials and tests, whether base or bound, you know, whether you're in a good place or whether things seem like it's low and lean, you can still have the same joy. Hallelujah. Because one thing for sure, I'm going to let you know something. Watch this. This may surprise you now. Though your circumstances may change, the power of God in your life don't. Though your circumstances may change, the power of God in your life don't. What do I mean? Just because you may only got 3 cents in your pocket doesn't mean you can't work a miracle for the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean you can't lay hands on the sick and they don't recover. We don't read that nowhere in the Bible that says the qualification for you to be able to cast out devils and heal the sick and raise the dead is for you to have money and wealth inside of your pocket. Hallelujah. But it says that you have the keys of the kingdom in your hand and understand the principles of the kingdom of God, because it is the ultimate and supreme authority over everything else. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our stand and how we make it has everything to do with our mindset. That's why the word stands first and foremost, Be ye transformed, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not, do not be conformed to this world. It's talking about the way of the world's thinking and not being transformed by God's thinking. Hallelujah. You know, the kingdom of God, when we understand what that is, when it says the kingdom of God is in us, Jesus departed in us God's will. When we received Christ and we received the Holy Spirit, we was imparted with God's way of doing things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit only relays what he hears. Hallelujah. So what the will that's been set of the Father, the Holy Spirit reveals that to us. That's why it's the leader, teacher, God through all truth. Hallelujah. God's express way on how we ought to live, how we ought to carry ourselves, and how we ought to respond, hallelujah, to him. Adam understood this until he disobeyed God. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ, being the second Adam, brings us back to the full image. Matter of fact, it brings us to an image that Adam didn't even obtain, because it's all complete in the second Adam. So just think about that. We got a model, but we have a process to get there. Adam was just made, and he was set as king and authority. Because we got opposers and we got enemies of God, God did the process different. We have to come through the testing and the trial to be proven that we are his. Hallelujah. It's a proving that we're his. We demonstrate that we are his. Hallelujah. By following and adhering to the call of God with all of its sufferings and oppositions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Here's that scripture I quoted to you earlier. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:10. And this is Paul speaking. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Hallelujah. How many people truly not only just understand that, how many people really believe, hallelujah, in Christ that way? They want to know it even to their last breath of death. There are so many people that don't understand the opposition, the opposing force of every day that death is addressed to Christian believers outside of the American borders, hallelujah, all across the world in countries that we don't even know names about. People are addressed with death. And some of them die at just the mere fact that they're told to renounce Christ, and they don't, and in an instant they are killed. Hallelujah. And we struggle with a couple of trials and tests, and I'm talking about trials and tests of not having a little this or not having a little that. I have to walk a little bit instead of ride. I got to get public transportation instead of having a car. But we're talking about people that have to walk the road, don't have the ability to have a car. And they walk the road to get to their church to preach the gospel. They climb the mountain to preach the gospel. And that's not their greatest opposition. Their greatest opposition is those that oppose their gospel, and they're the majority in their country. The Muslim or the Hindu nation or the Buddhist nation or whatever type of religion, and they're the majority. And Christianity is the minority. See, this is how this gospel of Jesus Christ started. It was a minority in the world, and it became the majority. And sometimes we forget, and we get spoiled. Hallelujah. See, we get spoiled, and God reminds us, because if you read the word, it says the nation of Israel got spoiled, and so God would allow them to go through certain trials and tests to remind them of the Lord God Jehovah. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And God reminds us, hallelujah, that's another place of our trial, test, and tribulation, that we're constantly reminded that we need our Father. Hallelujah. We need him all day, every day. Not a split second do we need to be separated from him. Because one moment separated from God could cost us eternal life. bless his holy name. One moment of separation. And we got to look at it like that. Hallelujah. So even if we should ever fall short, hallelujah, if we should ever fail, because we will, we have, hallelujah, that we repent quickly and turn from where we are and not go into a pity face, pity party, wait a little while, feel I'm undeserving, get condemned. You know, the Bible says there's no condemnation of those in Christ Jesus. We all get all condemned, and I'm so unworthy and undeserving. I'm going to tell you, that's the trick of the devil, because you already was unworthy and undeserving. Hallelujah. That's why Christ gave us this free gift of grace. The Bible says it's unmerited favor. It's already undeserving. And guess what? Every day, no matter what we work, no matter what we do, hallelujah, on one side of the scale, you know, we see that we get a crown of glory, we get eternal life. You know, God blesses us in the process and graces us with more of his gifts and abilities as we use and operate with them and make investment with it and make increase. He gives us more. But on the other side, the word said that we could never repay. So you and I, now watch this. I want you to hear me clearly. You and I, on our best day, is still undeserving. It's only by the grace of God through faith. You'll never be deserving. So don't let the devil trick you, hallelujah, if you should fail and you begin to feel like you're not worthy, because that's the state that you was when God found you, hallelujah. You was already unworthy. He didn't pick you because you was worthy. He didn't call you because you was worthy. You was already unworthy, and you could not even measure up, hallelujah, to satisfy God, to say, well, come on in because you really pleased me. We're only pleasing to God by faith. Hallelujah. Because we believe that he is. God blesses us because we believe that he is. Because we trust in him. Hallelujah. So he builds endurance and stamina and strength and forms us into his expressed image, the image of his son. Every day, you should look to be like Jesus. I remember coming up in the church, the way it came to me, it was confusion. On one hand, they tell me to be like Jesus. On the other hand, they say I can't be like him, because they was presenting two different images. One was Jesus Christ, the Messiah, God's son, seated at the right hand of God, and the other one was Jesus of Nazareth. I thought myself they was the same. Because it is Jesus of Nazareth that showed forth to be the Messiah that died, seated at the right hand of the Father. And when he returned, people going to see the holes in his hands, the thorns on his head, the holes in his feet, the pierce in his side. They're going to see that he was Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Jews that have not come to Christ, the ones that's going to believe, is going to believe based on seeing him and knowing he was the same one from years back of old. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So when we hear the word to say that we're supposed to be like Jesus, it means just what it says. He was touchable, tangible, real. He's in a human form like you and I. He suffered everything that we suffer, but did not yield to temptation of none of it. The Bible says, no beguile, no sin was in his mouth. He did not return evil for evil or you know, he didn't hurl insult for insult. You and I can't say we never did that. Hallelujah. But the word says he never did it. But as we come into him and we abide in him, we now have the ability to be in self-control. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God tonight. At least I do. I don't know if you're able to make that confession, but I thank God for his trial test. Hallelujah. Because I wouldn't be able to be who I am today and know more of who God is, because it's the same course that Christ took. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in the sufferings of this kind that Jesus endured, and it inflicted for the same reason, hallelujah, that we may gain endurance. Hallelujah. It brings endurance in your life. The more you're pressed against and the more that you're pressed down, hallelujah, the more you survive, hallelujah, through the things that you face, the stronger you actually become. The more you're pressed against and the more you resist that press, meaning the more that you press back, hallelujah, the stronger you become. As I made an analogy before, it's like lifting weights. Weights are measured not only in pounds, but then you got the gravity factor. That gravity factor is not counted. When you lift a 25-pound weight, you're still dealing with gravity on top of the 25 pounds. And as you press that weight up, it's still pushing back against you. And if you've looked at any literature or understand anything about weightlifting, bodybuilding, you understand then the muscle goes and rebuilds itself stronger. So now when you come back and lift that 25-pound weight, it's lighter. Glory be to God. My goodness. God is the wisest of us all. He knows how to make you strong. See, in our carnal mind, we say, God, that wasn't all necessary. It didn't need to take all that. Hallelujah. But God knows our inward parts. Hallelujah. He knows the things inside of us that we don't know. So he always knows what's best. You know, they had a show on years ago, Father Knows Best. Hallelujah. He knows exactly what we need and how to get it to us. He knew what Job needed. He knew that Job needed to be stripped because there was something that he could not see with everything that he had. God will strip us sometimes so we can see the thing we couldn't see when we had all the things going well in our life. Hallelujah. We don't pay attention sometimes to signs. Hallelujah, to let us know a problem's coming because we've been taught to medicate our pain. We take a Tylenol for a headache, but most commonly headaches is something in your body that's wrong. You could have ate something wrong. You could have had too much sodium. You could have too much stress. Your blood pressure could be up. You might have high blood sugar. There's quite a few things, but people medicate it, and they medicate the symptom of their trouble, so they're never able to figure out their trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord tonight for every trial and test because it is to make us and to bring us into a glorious presentation before our Father that we can be all that he has designed for us to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you sowing the word into our hearts tonight, once again, richly bringing illumination and explanation of the understanding of the wisdom that happens in our life. Hallelujah, when we come through trials and we come through tests. Hallelujah, for it is the things that make us be, hallelujah, what you have designed for us to be. We'll continue to give you praise and walk upright before you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, keep us protected, keep us guided, keep us safe. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. At this time, we want to open up the lines and open up the call for any input or comment into tonight's message. Hallelujah. I think, Prophets, you wanted to have an interjection on tonight's message. Hold on.
Grace and peace, praise the Lord. I tell you, this was an awesome message, Apostle, because oftentimes, and especially in this season, we see many people, many Christians, discouraged and downtrodden because of tests and trials. And, you know, I thought about the song, you know, He Saw the Best in Me, when everybody else could only see the worst in me. We don't realize that that song is true, but when God sees the best in us, it's like gold mine. It's like digging for a diamond in the rough. The Lord is going to use tests and trials to bring forth that which is good that he sees on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And so God will use those things, those tests and trials, to cause us opportunity to shine. You know, you mentioned and referenced Job. And Job, it was Job's time to shine. You know, I had a friend used to tell me, when the light's on, you shine. You know, and God will give you opportunity to show forth the grace that's in your life. Most people haven't, most Christians haven't even tapped into and realized the grace and anointing that God has given them for their lane. You know, but it's those opportunities, those tests and trials that we have an opportunity as Christians to display God to the best advantage. That's when God shines the light on you and you have an opportunity to let the world know for the hope you have in Christ Jesus according to the word. So I just bless God for this message, and I thank God and believe that this word will encourage many to realize that it's their turn. It's their best day. When trials and tests come, it's their opportunity to shine, to call on the word that they've studied, to realize their prayers, you know, to realize the connection they have with God through prayer, and to begin to stand strong and display and flex the muscles of God and boast in Christ and in the strength that he gives them. So it's wonderful what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, then. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord, for God is good, and he's greatly to be praised. Once again, I'm your host, Apostle Keith Davis of Keith Davis Ministries and Outreach of Soldiers of the Cross Ministries. You can find me on the World Wide Web at www.socmi.net. That's www.socmi.net. And you can find out more about who I am and what God has done and is doing in me and my wife's life. You can also sow a seed, a financial offering, into the ministry on the first page at the bottom. There is a donate. But until we meet again next week, School of Wisdom, 7 p.m. Saturdays, we do Lion Eagle Apostolic Network, a leadership conference call, a roundtable at 11 a.m. And on Sundays, we do the gathering at 2 p.m. May the Lord continue to bless your life and bring more wisdom and understanding as you continue to walk with him in faith. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen and amen. Grace and peace. You have a good evening.